The topic of this part of the lesson is everything is obtained by the power of prayer. We'll read selected excerpts, and we are reading item 6.
I don't know what I can really add, but this is everything. If we succeed in prayer, we will succeed. Our whole path is by reaching and when and how, reaching the correction and Gmar Tikkun, the final correction. If we're not successful, so the path becomes longer, more tiresome, more difficult. It all depends on the force of our prayer. That's what's written. So let's maybe somehow get excited by what the Kabbalists are writing about the prayer, about the state we need to reach and get an impression from. But it's worth it. This is the main thing. Here you don't need an intellect, just a feeling that can be equal to all. So please, Owen.
Excerpt number 6, Baal HaSulam. Our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you're not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is regarded as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no filling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, the filling comes from above. And the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning he receives fulfillment for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma from the Creator is only in the form of a lack and a kli. Yet one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator. Again, excerpt number 6, Baal HaSulam writes, our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you're not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is regarded as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no filling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, the filling comes from above. And the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning he receives fulfillment for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma from the Creator is only in the form of a lack and a kli. Yet, one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator.
Questions, please. PT 6.
What's the fulfillment exactly?
The fulfillment is the revelation of godliness in a person.
And it's expressed in what? Does it change? How do you grasp it to prepare yourself for what?
There's a few actions here. As a result of the right closeness to the Creator, that we're asking for equivalence of form, that's called coming close to the Creator. That we want to be more bestowing, more connecting, and so on. Those are the actions of closeness to the Creator. So if we do it in such a way, in according to that, we awaken the upper light upon us that shines on us and performs those corrections upon us. Then we become as vessels worthy of fulfillment, and the upper light can fill us, and by this we feel that the Creator is revealed in us.
Am I supposed to look for the filling inside the request, inside the prayer itself?
Usually not. Prayer is a plea to the Creator. There's also kind of a fulfillment that I'm filling what I'm raising towards the Creator. That's a fulfillment called reflected light, that in it I already get the fulfillment that I'm expecting to receive from the Creator as the direct light.
Meaning, the plea to the Creator, it's not enough. I also need to expect or wait for some kind of response, filling.
My turning to the Creator isn't the end of my action. I want to give the Creator an opportunity to correct the lower ones, the created beings, and fill them. By that, with that I give him contentment. The fact that I'm just turning to him and asking for something, if I don't attain that he's taking care of us and filling us, I wouldn't give him contentment by that. Imagine if you love someone, that one you love, he relates to you nice and good, but when do you really enjoy yourself? That you can give him a gift. And he receives it and enjoys that gift. That's why we need to open ourselves to receiving fulfillments from the Creator in a way that that's what what is important for us, what's important in the fulfillment we're getting from the Creator, that we're enjoying the fulfillment He's giving us, because by that fulfillment that we're getting from Him, we are giving Him pleasure. Because we understand that He is the good that does good and only wants to give us. And then we need to work against all of our desires in order to let Him bestow upon us.
And you know you're aware of receiving the filling?
And how? We, of course. It's great work to receive a fulfillment from the Creator, because you can receive fulfillment only under the condition that you develop vessels of bestowal, vessels of love. Then you receive the fulfillment from Him. And by this, you're giving Him pleasure. Baltiatu.
Rav, вот бывает, молишься из всех сил часами.
Sometimes it happens that you pray from the bottom of your heart as much as you can, and you see that there are certain changes. It's like a dad. He calls you like a dad, telling you, come here. And you feel so dirty, lowly, guilty, and it stops you from advancing toward him.
Vincent, I understand you. I understand you. Also that you have to overcome upon and still come closer to the Creator. If He is your someone close to you, near you, if He is your Creator, if He is the only love and the good that does good, so in the end, you don't have anything to be ashamed from Him. From the thought He created in you in such a way, till the thought that He is giving you right now. It all comes from Him. And all the things that you feel, and whatever is happening to you. Also the things that you can overcome, also those you couldn't overcome, and you supposedly have shame from it. All these things you still need to raise to Him and keep bestowing to Him the ability to bestow to you. That is the biggest problem towards the Creator, not to be ashamed, but to want to receive with open hands in revelation, as if I'm the most righteous, complete righteous, and actually I feel myself a complete wicked. But still, because I want to give Him contentment, this is how I work. This is what I do. In short, keep doing. I'm reading everything you think.
Is it possible to ask for correction in a good way, not in a bad?
You can ask for everything. Asking, you can do everything. The request is the prayer.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Shalom, Rav, chaverim.
Hello, Rav, friends. What's the right way to work? On the one hand, we hear that the Creator answers every prayer. On the other hand, you just told Dudi that we need to wait for the revelation. What's the right way to work with these two?
It's written, anything in your powers to do, do it. Come closer in all opportunities, in all forms, from morning to night, throughout the whole time. That's it. You shouldn't stop requesting. You shouldn't stop praying. You shouldn't stop your tendency towards the Creator, but to constantly, constantly be aimed towards Him. And not like what happens with us, that we forget for a few hours every day.
PT-19.
He says here that it is upon a person to give an awakening from below, because that's the prayer, and the prayer is a deficiency, and with no deficiency, there's no fulfillment. What's that deficiency that he talks about?
Are you lacking something or not?
I lack a lot. Money, whatnot.
I'm not speaking about that. I'm not saying what your stomach is lacking. I'm asking, are you lacking anything of a man?
Certainly. To have it good, in general.
Oh, a good life, your beast, your donkey.
How can I reach a point where I have deficiency for spirituality when I still don't have it?
A deficiency for spirituality is a deficiency to fill everybody, because by that you fill the Creator. The Creator doesn't have vessels of reception. What can you give Him? You have nothing to give Him. You have nothing to give, but when you fill humans, by that you're filling the Creator.
How can I actually come to a deficiency for a prayer? What kind of deficiency or prayer?
The prayer that you want to cause good to humanity, all of humanity. You want to fill all of humanity. You want to bring them to the good. The good things. If that is what you're lacking, that's called that you have the right attitude towards the Creator.
So you can get a deficiency only through blows?
I didn't say anything about blows. I said I dwell amongst my people. That's it. The Creator is in humanity. You need to try and cause every person in the world, all of them together, that they will be feel good. By that, you're going to give contentment to the Creator, because the Creator has no vessels of reception. What can you give Him?
But how do you come to that deficiency that you're talking about?
You have a lot of people around you. What's the problem?
You're talking about the Rav and Bnei Baruch that I'm studying with.
First of all, friends. That's right. First of all, that's the friends. Afterwards, more and more circles. And then each and every 10 around them can build such circles. Then we can all connect through the main circles, secondary circles, third circles, and so on.
So you need the importance of it all the time.
But otherwise, how are you bestowing to them? What can you give the Creator that has no vessels of reception? How can you receive?
That's my problem.
Only under the condition that you're working in order to bestow and receiving to bestow. Who will you bestow to? You can bestow back to the Creator.
Only to the friends.
Only to the friends.
And that's actually the work between us.
And that's the work between us and all of humanity. We are coming close to the final generation, the last generation.
Again? So, to follow what the Kabbalists tell us.
Yes.
Africa.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Whenever we feel a lack for correction or connection, we turn to the Creator and ask for the friends to be included in this correction and connection. And there is a feeling of reception and bestowal. So the question is how to combine this contradiction, how to proceed.
Only scrutinies. I have nothing to advise. Even if I give you all kinds of advice, it won't help. Just connecting to the friends, and from there you'll feel and understand this net, this first net that ties all of us together. And in that way, we'll come closer to bestowal to the Creator between us, and we'll see the correction. We'll see it.
Thank you.
There's also women. Well,
Mark 25 is asking, if we feel no response from the Creator, does it mean that our will to receive is not ready yet? Or are we asking incorrectly for something?
The fact that we don't feel answers or responses from the Creator, it means that we still don't have a contact with Him. The contact, the connection can be, as we study, only according to equivalence of form, according to the vessels that are in us and in the Creator. In the Creator, there's only vessels of bestowal. Do we have any vessels of bestowal or not? If we don't, so there's no connection with the Creator. So we need to think that we will have vessels of bestowal, at least in something.
Chile 1, if the friends act as Sfirot and unite in order to receive the light, is it better that the friends that don't feel the desire in that moment for them not to be present, does this countercurrent, can it stand in the way of connection?
Yes, but it's relative. Relative. More?
Woman Hebrew, is there an opportunity that, to come closer, to near the Creator that won't repeat itself?
There isn't actually something that we miss. We still we're advancing. But the pace could be better.
Odd.
More.
Zero.
That's it.
What should be the precise deficiency of the 10 of the Kli of all of humanity, a light that needs to come to the recognition of the Creator?
It'll be good to humanity only when all of humanity will be included from people that want everybody else to feel good, that each and every 10 will want to bestow to other 10s, that by that we give contentment to the Creator. That's why it's called from the love of the Creator to the, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That if we don't have a connection between us, connection with the created beings, so we cannot come to the Creator and bestow to Him in anything. Because we don't have vessels to bestow or vessels to receive. Next.
Moscow 8, how can I feel that I'm filling my 10?
First of all, I pull them into connection. Second, that I'm asking and praying for them. That's it.
What's recommended and or what should we do in order to bestow to other tens?
Specifically in Petach Tikva, what?
The question is from Petach Tikva, what's recommended to do in order to bestow to other tens?
First of all, pray for them. And connect practically, that they'll know that we want to connect them to us and to really be bestowing to them more and more. I don't see any problem with that. Open your heart and it'll all work out.
That's it, thanks.
So thank you everybody, the women especially, and also men. Today I enjoy the lesson especially very much. So all the best to you all. Have good health and happiness and confidence to all. All the best.
And our schedule for today at 9:30, El Mundo, the world with Dr. Lightman, and at 10, Spiritual States with Dr. Lightman, and the topic today is Zohar, the Upper Light.
Ver mis hojas caer y tu primavera es mi florecer. Tu guerra es mi guerra también y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli yareach mane gam lecha veli haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי Todos juntos en un barco van Estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos Kulanu yachad beota sira Se ani veata בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע Tu sol es en mí una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial Tu casa es un ancla de amor ese que hay en ti y que está en mí הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי
miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. Kulanu yachad beota sira ze ani veata batov uvara rak beyachad rak beyachad nagia. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos, todos juntos.